the world this week. Politics.
Alberto Fernández, a Peronist, won Argentina's presidential election, defeating the pro-business incumbent Mauricio Macri. Voters blamed Mr. Macri for a recession, an inflation rate of more than 50% and a poverty rate that tops 35%. The newly elected vice president, Cristina Fernández de Kirchner, laid the groundwork for these economic problems when she was president from 2007 to 2015.
Bolivia's electoral authority declared that President Evo Morales won re-election, avoiding a runoff by just 0.57% of votes cast. At least two people died and dozens were injured in clashes between his supporters and those of opposition candidate Carlos Mesa, who has accused the government of rigging the vote.
Chile's president, Sebastián Piñera, reshuffled his cabinet and agreed to spend extra money on pensions and healthcare and to raise taxes on high earners after 1.2 million people demonstrated in Santiago, the country's capital, against inequality and threadbare public services. At least 20 people died in rioting and arson attacks. Chile cancelled plans to host a summit of Asian and Pacific leaders in November and a UN climate meeting in December.
Claudia Lopez, a crusader against corruption, was elected mayor of Bogotá, Colombia's capital. Ms. Lopez is the first woman and first gay person to be elected to the job. The regional elections were a setback for the Democratic Center Party of the president, Iván Duque, who lost control of strongholds like Medellin.
A constitutional amendment that strips Jammu and Kashmir of statehood and divides it into two territories administered directly by India's national government came into effect. Life in the Kashmir Valley has been severely disrupted since the government announced the change in August because of restrictions on communications and travel, as well as protests and militant violence.
A court in Myanmar sentenced five members of a satirical troupe to a year's hard labour for mocking the army's role in politics.
King Maha Wachiralongkorn of Thailand dismissed two aides for adultery a week after he stripped his official mistress of her titles for disloyalty.
Scores of people died when a gas stove being used by passengers to cook breakfast aboard a train in Pakistan exploded. It was the country's worst rail disaster in a decade.
The pious rapist in charge of Islamic State, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, killed himself to avoid capture by American soldiers. The jihadist group once controlled territory the size of Britain, but lost its last scrap of land earlier this year. Mr. Baghdadi was found in northwest Syria, where he was chased down a tunnel. He detonated a suicide vest, murdering two of his own children. Donald Trump said he died like a dog.